You two run the movie club at Woodsboro High, huh?
It's called Cinema Club.
This bang just got a whole lot weirder.
I'm about to embark on a great adventure.
Oh my gosh, that's the worst movie I've ever seen.
You just don't belong in my world, Bella.
All right, so it is Friday. We always talk about movies, but usually we're talking about what movie you should see this weekend, right? But it's the beginning of January, and to be quite honest, there is no movie really being released this weekend that you should go to see or that we at The Takeaway would recommend. So instead, we want to look ahead to the whole year at the movies being released in 2012 that are worth seeing, at least the ones that our reviewers here are looking forward to. Rafer Guzman joins us, and Kristen Meinzer. They co-host the Movie Date podcast. Rafer is also movie critic for Newsday, and Kristen is culture producer for The Takeaway. Good morning, guys, and
Happy New Year.
All right, so we have six movies to get here. We ask you both to choose three movies we're going to look forward to. So let's kind of go through each one of this. I'm going to go back and forth between the two of you. The great thing is that these are all movies that you have positive things to say about. Let's start with the end of the Batman trilogy. And the nice thing here is that Christopher Nolan has kind of shepherded this project all the way through. The Dark Knight Rises. Rafer, why are you looking forward to this?
I think you've got a couple of really good villains in this one. Anne Hathaway as Catwoman. You've got Tom Hardy as Bane. And I think that Christopher Nolan is really good at making superhero movies not stupid. He makes them smart and artful and serious and dark. And
well, this is the mind behind Memento and Inception.
That's right. So I'm looking forward to an antidote to, say, Thor or Green Lantern from this one.
Well, nice. That's a good comparison. You're talking about superhero movies. But here's another one. Not necessarily a superhero movie, Kristen, but you're looking forward to The Hunger Games, which is still kind of about a hero.
I just keep wishing that I could think of a way to show them that they don't own me. If I'm gonna die, I want to still be me.
I just can't afford to think like that.
Although this book and the books that have followed are a sensation.
Oh, I devoured the trilogy in less than a week. They're young adult novels. They're about a post-apocalyptic future in which children are forced to fight to the death. And it's very violent, and it's all broadcast on live national television for a month straight. It's like a combination of a reality show and Gladiators.
And Running Man. It's kind of like Running Man.
Yeah, it's all of these things. And I am so excited. Jennifer Lawrence is cast in the title role, in the main role in this film. And she was in Winter's Bone. And she's playing pretty much the same character, kind of an Appalachian girl who can hunt and kill and fight.
Okay, so Hunger Games, if you've read any of the books, you're probably looking forward to it also. But if not, you are going to be hearing a lot about that movie. You know, it's odd how many movies coming out this year are really kind of classics, and I think we can say that about The Great Gatsby, and this is Leonardo DiCaprio taking on another iconic role here, but this one fictional. Rafer, why are you looking forward to this?
A great cast. DiCaprio as Gatsby, I think, sounds fantastic. I can already picture him with his hair slicked back. Tobey Maguire plays Nick Carraway, and Carey Mulligan plays Daisy Buchanan in this. Baz Luhrmann is the director. You know, he's got some apologizing to do for Australia, but I still think that this could be a good movie from him.
You didn't say Moulin Rouge, though. All right, let's go to Joyful Noise. Very different and not nearly as dark as the last one you recommended, Kristen.
Life. All right, now you sing it too well.
It's gonna feel real good. Gonna make a difference. Gonna make it right.
Okay, this is why I shouldn't let y'all talk me into doing pop songs in church. Now, don't you bring all that Mariah Christina mess up in here. I don't care about hearing you. I want to hear God through you.
I love Dolly Parton, and I love Queen Latifah. Kristen, is it the cast here that's
Is fantastic. The cast, Dolly Parton, Queen Latifah,
Disclosure, you are a Dolly Parton freak.
This is so you, Kristen.
But
Dolly Parton, Queen Latifah, and singing, that's about 90% of what I look for in a movie. And it's all in one movie.
Wow.
I am so excited. It's going to be fantastic. It's like a choir smackdown between divas.
It's like sister act, but with people that sing.
It's going to be fabulous.
All
right. Absolutely.
So let's go to this one, which people have not been talking about quite as much, Argo, which is based on a true story, Rafer.
Yeah, it's based on the a caper that occurred during the 1979 Iran hostage crisis, where a group of diplomats escaped the country by posing as a film crew. And this is directed by Ben Affleck, who, as an actor, I cannot stand, but as a director, I think is one of the best around. Gone Baby Gone, The Town, I think are really serious films. When that guy gets into a director's chair, he becomes a really serious guy. So I'm looking forward to this one quite a bit.
All right. And so here, let's go to the last one that you've recommended, Kristen. And this one is another one of those iconic roles. And of course, Daniel Day-Lewis has just kind of completely absorbed himself into this character. You're looking forward to Lincoln with a direction by Steven Spielberg.
And is it just me, or is that the most perfect casting ever? No, Daniel
Day-Lewis
playing Lincoln?
We don't want a Brit playing Lincoln.
Oh,
no.
He's perfect.
No.
He's perfect for it. I could hardly
un-American.
Wait.
Meryl Streep
played Thatcher.
Everything Daniel Day-Lewis is.
He's perfect for it. And as everybody at this table knows, I love Lincoln almost as much as I love Dolly Parton. I've had a crush on Abe Lincoln all my life.
They did
one album
together, right?
Yeah. All right, so you looking forward to this, and you feel as though the combination of Daniel Day-Lewis and Steven Spielberg, because that in some ways seems like an odd pairing.
It's going to be epic. We have Steven Spielberg,
Sally
who's
Field.
Great at doing those huge, giant, sort of fighting,
larger
awful,
than
violent,
life.
Yeah, epic war scenes. And then we have Daniel Day-Lewis, who just brings such intensity to every character he plays.
I'm going to have a spoiler here for you, Kristen. Abraham Lincoln actually never fought.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. So, all right. So there
you
must
have
be.
It. There will be blood. I can hear that voice.
That's right. That's
no
right.
Talking about Four straws. Scars. Six Seven movies years. That looking forward to look forward to in 2012 from Rafer and Kristen. But before we go, I want to kind of settle a debate over why ticket sales have gone down so significantly. You two have differing opinions. Rafer, you think it's because movies are bad.
Movies are bad. There's bad 3D, bad sequels, bad prequels. I think people are getting tired of franchises. I think movies like Clash of the Titans and things like that have really
There's a sequel coming out.
Well, I know there is, believe me. I'll be in the theater watching it, I'm sure. But I think Hollywood is really continually shooting itself in the foot with this kind of product.
Kristen, you don't agree?
No, I think that there's two issues. One, the economy sucks. No one wants to take their whole family to a movie that's $13 a ticket. And number two, our entertainment options have become so diversified now between the internet, between Netflix everything. We have so many options.
All right, so I want you, the listener, to settle this debate for us. What do you think it is? What's causing ticket sales to go down? Is it the economy, as Kristen says, and the other entertainment options? Or as Rafer says, are movies just bad recently? We want you to tell us. 877-8-MY-TAKE or post your comment at thetakeaway.org. Rafer and Kristen co-host the Movie Date podcast. Kristen is culture producer for The Takeaway, and Rafer Guzman, movie critic for Newsday. Thanks both to you guys.
Thank you.
Dolly Parton, Queen Latifah, and singing, that's about 90% of what I look for in a movie.
I'm Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, our team has been reporting high-quality news about science, technology, and medicine. News you won't get anywhere else. And now that political news is 24/7, our audience is turning to us to know about the really important stuff in their lives. Cancer, climate change, genetic engineering, childhood diseases. Our sponsors know the value of science and health news. For more sponsorship information, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.